Blog Talk Radio.
Putting it down right there, Mr. Joe Levy. Just, I just got to say, props to you, my brother, and God bless you, and I wish you well. And that's just, you know, it's just good to hear a brother continue to do what he does. And we're going to be bringing him on shortly. But I just want to say hello to everyone. May God bless all of you guys. I hope you are well around the world. I know we have been in some very difficult times just lately, and. And it's been going on for a while, but it's just getting worse and worse instead of better and better. And so we just got to, you know, stay prayed up and stay close to God and just, you know, pray for the best, man. I tell you, I'm wishing all my friends around the world that's been listening to the show, you know, sometimes we got to get away from things, right? So, hey, let's come hang out with us here on Solar Records Radio every Wednesday. We kind of chill. We chill with the indie artists, the blues artists, and the jazz artists here on Solar Records Radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come hang out with us and have a great time with us. And I'm going to give a shout out to my girls all around the world. Yeah, much right love on, to you guys. Much love to everybody. Hey, I just turned Joe's mic on. Sorry, Joe. What's up, Joe Levy?
Hello, my brother. How are you?
I am fine, man. I didn't mean to turn your mic on.
It's
all good, though. Yeah, man. How you been?
Man, I am blessed, brother. I thank God for his blessings, man. His mercy in my life. Just one day at a time. Every day is a good day.
Yeah, so is that Joe Levy Jr.?
That's me.
That is you. I'm Wardell Potts Jr. And so
that's
I know how it is to be a junior. My dad,
yep,
he was paying my tickets. I was driving this car, and he was paying my. He says, "Well, I don't remember going over there." And then he was like, "What did you do this?" I go, "Yes, sir." He goes, "Make sure you put junior. You gotta always write junior your stuff."
So, differential.
Yeah, that's right. Come on. So anyway, man, much love to you. It's been a minute and stuff. I'm always reaching out to you. I see you so busy all the time. And I just want to say, you know, I'm very proud of you, man. I'm proud of what you do. You do it well. And so why don't you just take a moment and just kind of like for the new people that may be just getting hip to you, kind of just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an independent artist, man. I love, you know, I'm a singer-songwriter. The new album is Soul on Fire. This is my second album, my sophomore album. The first album was A Guy Named Joe Levy, released back in 2013. It took me a minute to kind of get through life to get this second album ready. Almost 10 years. Back to that fact, 10 years to be exact. And just a lot of things happened in between, you know, with my personal life and things that go into creating a new album like this. But we think that the work speaks for itself. The album is done. We haven't released it commercially yet, but we have it available on our website. And the sales have been really good. We've been releasing single by single. The song that you just played is the sixth released album.
Right.
We've had amazing success stories thus far with each release that we've put out, beginning with Inside You, Love Me to My Soul, Let's Go, Do It Again, Give It Right, and now Too Much Love. So six songs thus far, and we've got, I think, five more to release. It may sound presumptuous, but we've got a plan to release the next five because they're all really, really great songs, as you just heard with Too Much Love. I think that's a really good R&B song.
That is great, man. So we'll hold away. Just real quickly, what's your website? So if people want to buy your record, what's that website?
Joe Levy Music. It's a joelevy.com. That's JOELEAV as in victory, Y.com. joelevy.com.
Okay.
You can go there, digital downloads. You can buy the album. You can buy both. You can get a signed copy of the CD if you like. Whichever medium that you choose is available on our website.
I have a question for you from the listeners overseas. Is can you tell us about the first song you wrote in the sixth grade when you won Best Song?
I think I know where that came from, but only one person knows about that. That was called we had a school contest, a songwriting contest. Each class had the assignment, and the winner of the best song got the chance to go to SeaWorld for a class vacation or a class field trip. And I wrote a song back then, and, you know, my whole class participated in performing it. I remember, you know, Marty Nash and Kevin Williams and Shelley Rucker and Peter Taylor and Bernie Tucker and all my friends back then. We performed that song. I think it was called You Better Learn or something like that. And it was a, you know, it was cool for it. It was my first song that I wrote, and we actually won that contest, and we went on that great field trip to SeaWorld. It was a blast.
Wait a minute. So are you telling me that you were writing songs in the sixth grade?
Yes. Yep.
So when did you start when did you, you know, really realize that, hey, I want to do music as a career, or just
yeah,
I want to do music?
I've always loved music, but I because of my upbringing and the way my parents were, and I shouldn't say my parents, because my mom was very supportive. She bought me a piano very early on, which, you know, I didn't finish taking my lessons, but she bought me a piano because she's musical. But I really looked up to my dad. My dad was a hard worker. He was in construction, and he always made me feel like that was a better avenue, that music was kind of fool's folly. And even though I'd go on tours and stuff periodically through my youth and have a great success, I never really believed that I had the talent or that I had it, you know. And so I didn't really pursue music. It just turns out that when I turned in my early 30s, I had a chance to go to Japan, and music was how I lived. I got a job there performing in the clubs, and for the next 10 years, I was probably, if not one of the most popular, you know, very popular musician there, did really well financially, and was able to take care of my family solely as a sole provider very well in Japan, which, you've been there, you know how expensive it is. But we did very well, and I made plenty of money, and I came back to the States in 2004, and realized real quick that music wasn't going to pay the bills. I moved to Vegas, and I got a little gig there that wasn't paying anything. I worked Home Depot. I worked at the UPS. I had three jobs, and I still couldn't make enough to be the sole supporter of my family. So music had to go, and I had to figure out how to make ends meet and take care of my young family. I had three, you know, stay-at-home wife, so I moved back to California, and my brother and I, with my brother's support, I set up a company, and we made it through the lean times, and here we are today. We're still doing it, you know, we're still in business, and that's how I eat, is construction. 10 years ago, I was really, really in a dark place, personal matters, and my wife suggested that I go in my studio that I had built and never used and actually write some music. And so we did the first album, a guy named Joe Levy, and that turned out to be a commercial, a critical success, I guess, because the critics really loved it. We got Soul Tracks Album of the Year, Critics' Choice Album of the Year selection, which was really blessed for me, let me know that people were really, you know, thought I could do this. And I've been writing music ever since. So I didn't really start into this until I was 50. And so
wow.
I'm having my birthday tomorrow.
Wow.
After this month, I'll be 61 on October 20th. Loving every bit of it. I feel great. I look good. I'm still very youthful. And I plan on releasing another album next year. We're working on it, the Black Together Project. Don't have another 10 years to wait. So we're going to start with the new. We're going to start with another album. Maybe late next year we'll release the Black Together album.
Wow. Man, I can't believe it. So let me see, 61 years. You're 5 years younger than me. Wow. Mm-hmm. And you are banging.
Man, I appreciate it. We love music and songwriting. And I just, you know, the subject matter that I choose is love, faith, and family. And I don't think those topics ever grow old. You know, we've written some amazing songs. You've heard some of them. We've interviewed before when we did. We started with the project, but, you know, Inside You and Find a Way to Love and some of the songs that have had really major success. We had a big independent number one here in the United States with Love Me to My Soul, which was a really big hit for us here in the United States as well as abroad. This album is chock full of great, great records. We've got soul, we've got R&B, we've got gospel, we've got jazz and smooth jazz on this record. And it all goes together in a real fine mesh.
Wow.
Here we are into the sixth single release. How often, I think there's only been one other artist that had that many releases on a record. I think it was Michael Jackson. I think it was the Thriller album that had that many releases on record. So we're we're in uncharted territory when it comes to, you know, releases on one album. And I'm
wow.
really proud of that. Got five more to go.
Right, right. Man, I we're in this different time zone right now with this music thing. And it's, we talked about it a little bit earlier today. When you talk about, you know, you have an artist out here that's putting out a lot of records, you know, as an indie artist in your time right now, it's got to be a difficult task. But at the same time, you have something that's driving you. What is it that drives you? Do you believe that we're going to be in a better place soon and you're going to be blessed because of you continue to work through this mess that we're in terms of, you know, royalty base and all that kind of stuff? I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is it that's driving you, that's keeping you so optimistic? And because I need that as well.
Love.
Love.
Nothing more, man. Love for this art form. You know, I don't, I'm in a position where I don't have to worry about, you know, money. My business supplies me with the resources I need to live. So I don't do this for money. As a matter of fact, I spend money doing this. As you well know, you know, you listen to the record, you listen to the quality of the music. You know, I got real musicians on here. This is a really expensive enterprise that I go through. These aren't tracks in a box. You know, these aren't people sitting at a keyboard and putting together the sounds. These are real musicians. These are real guitar players and real piano players and real bass players and horn sections and you know, instrumentalists. And arrangements, you know, the way we used to do it back in the day, going to the studio and cut a record. That's how we did this album. So it took me a long time, and I spent a lot of money doing it. And it's my passion. And if I was a dope addict, I'd be spending it doing drugs. If I was an alcoholic, I'd be drinking it out. So I don't have any of those vices, so this is my vice. And I love music. I am recognizing where I'm at in the time frame of my life, so I wanted to do a trilogy of work, three albums. I'm not going to dawdle with the next one. I've already got lots of ideas for the Black Together project, and that project's going to stem and be centered on us as a community and reminding us of the community that I grew up in, and that's the title, thus the title Black Together. When I grew up, man, it was a together thing, being Black and proud, like James Brown said, and, you know, a whole different thing. And now, you know, we've got all this self-hate and individualism, and women are just wilding out and feeling like the best part of them are the ass cheeks clapping. It hurts my feelings to see our sisters developing that type of mentality, because that's not the best part of you. The best part of a woman is between her ears. It always has been, and in her soul. But looking at my art, they make you think, you know, it's a falsely implanted backside, and walking around with half your wares hanging out and parading around, and it's just a whole different vibe now. And it's anti-family, it's anti-love, it's anti-togetherness, all the things that promote strong communities. And that's what I'm about, and that's what I want to kind of continue to bring into the music that I put forth.
Wow. Where did you get your work ethics from? Is it from your dad?
Absolutely. My mom and dad were very, very hard workers. My dad was the hardest working man I'd ever known in my life. And, you know, he didn't use an alarm clock. My brother's just like him. And, you know, they get up every morning, you know, 3, sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning, depending on the area that they go. And they never miss a day, and they go out and do this, you know, this construction work. And I have a construction company like my dad. Well, I no longer do the work. My brother does the work, and he's amazing. And he's been doing it since he was 17 years old and has never stopped. He got that work ethic from my dad.
Is that your younger brother,
yes.
Older brother? Okay.
Yeah, and then my grandfather was very resourceful. You know, he was a sharecropper from Arkansas, and he had a distinct attitude when it came to you know, being a black man and what he had to do. He wasn't looking and dependent on anybody for his living. He went out and hustled. He had, you know, the Duck Inn, and he had a casino, you know, it was like the one in Harlem Nights above his bar, you know, where he went up, shot crap and all that. He was that guy.
All right.
He was selling watermelons in the summertime and candy to the kids in the neighborhood. I mean, he always had an angle, killing roaches. You know, he was shampooing carpets. Was that dude?
Right.
So that's where we come from. An amazingly hard worker. She never missed a day of work in 35 years.
Wow.
So I have a long line of hardworking, loving, very close family knit people. And I feel that I to represent that. My
Amen.
Grandmother was everything.
Yeah, that's great.
My grandmother was everything.
Yeah? Grandma.
Yeah, she was. My grandmother was everything, man. She was the one and the two.
Wow.
She really was for the Lord and for my family. I adopted that from her because she was selfless.
Oh wow! Wow! Well, let me ask you this. I want to ask you this question about this song I want to play of yours. Can you kind of set us up on it, or if there's even a story you want to share about it? It's called "Do It Again."
Okay. Do It Again. Wow. Okay. Let me kind of set that up. Do It Again, when I got divorced 6 years ago, man, it was just, it was the hardest thing I'd ever been through because I really loved my family. I loved my wife, my ex-wife. Still do. She was an amazing person. But we outgrew each other and she needed to go and find her own life and be it. And I supported that. But it really left me desperately depressed. And affected. I didn't think I'd be, but I had never been divorced before. And the loss of her was something that fundamentally changed the way I saw myself.
Mm.
And so I didn't really understand who I was if I wasn't her husband or this protector and this family person I had been for 23 years. Everything was different. I felt like I had lost everything. And I really hadn't, but I felt like I had, including myself. So I met a young lady. We became very good friends, and we started dating. And she was just this amazing let's go person. Let's go here, let's go there. So we went out of the country. We went to Hawaii. We went to Costa Rica. We just was doing the thing, and she was just that person. And it just made me see myself differently. And so this song is about her. That's why I got the idea about Do It Again. The song says, whatever you did to me, do it again. it actually talks about, us traveling and doing those things because it really brought me out of my shell and made me really see what life could be like and how I could enjoy life and not dwell on the past but look to the future. So
right.
That's what Do It.
Okay.
And it features Althea Renee also, and she's amazing.
What's that?
Renee, the excellent national recording artist, Cloudis and Althea, who's one of the queens of R&B, queens of smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
Harris. Yeah,
and
she's amazing.
What instrument she's playing?
She's playing flute on this record.
All right, okay. So let's just take a small break, and we're going to listen to that, and then we'll be right back with
All
Joe
right.
Levy. Here on Solar Records Radio. Wow.
Around. When some time to rearrange just how you feel. Cause I'm used to being by myself. But everything you add to me is so good for my health, yeah.
Every time I go through your stuff and I'm looking like for your songs, the posts and everything, I'm going, man, this guy, like, who's doing your production work? I mean, your stuff is just out there, and it's good.
That was written, you know, Tim Bailey and I wrote that song. Tim's a phenomenal bassist. I called him up. I said, man, I need one of them joints. He said, man, what kind of joint you talking about? I said, well, man, one of them Billy Ocean type joints, you know what I'm saying, with that bass first. He said, all right. So he came back with what you hit, some of the music there. I called up Lou Lang, my songwriting, my producer friend. I said, man, I need you to work on this record with me and Tim. And Lou produced it, and there we have it. You know what I mean? Just another amazingly fun summer joint that just, to me, man, just a great R&B cut.
Yeah, you really put that down, man. I'm very proud of you. And, I mean, just your work. I mean, I'm really, really impressed, because as a songwriter producer myself, I'm looking at you going, this guy has really got some stuff here. He's got some good stuff here. And to have as many singles as you're going to have, you're going to release every single song off the record. That is an amazing. That's amazing, right then and there, man. I mean, you're gonna do that. I'm blown away. And what's going to be the
fillers?
Go ahead.
I don't believe in fillers. In fillers. You know, you go buy an album, you get three good songs. The rest of them are just filler songs. I don't believe in songs like that. You know, I don't believe kind of that kind of interaction, man. I think if a person is gonna buy your record, you know. It should be that they can listen to from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I heard that. Hey, tell us a little bit about your first concert experience with Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, what kind of impact did that have on you?
Ooh, man. My mom bought me tickets. As a matter of fact, it's funny you mentioned that, because that would have been, man, 43 years ago this day.
Wow.
It was on the 18th of October, 1979. So it's funny you mentioned that today, man, because this was the thing. I mean, man, and boy, I went and saw her. My mom got me tickets for my birthday. I took my Uncle Andrew, man, and we went and saw Earth, Wind & Fire at the San Diego Sports Arena. And, bro, that was with Phoenix Horns. Peace was in his heyday. And there has never been, in my opinion, there has been two front men, in my opinion, that are top of the game. Michael Jackson being the number one and Maurice being the number two. And you can argue for those positions because Maurice was on another level when it came to fronting the band. He was just, he blew me away with his power and his voice and his command, man. And there's just, Earth, Wind & Fire without Maurice White is like cornflake without the milk. You know what I mean? You just, he's missed. And I love Philip Adonwu, dude, but man, there's something about Maurice White's spirit and the way he sang them songs and the way he performed, man, that just lit the place up. And I was never so electrified in a concert as I was that time when I saw Earth, Wind & Fire. And I've seen everybody. I've seen Michael. I've seen Prince. But nobody electrified me the way Earth, Wind & Fire did.
Wow. So when you see them now, I mean, do you still get that feeling? Or I know that you said that Maurice White had that thing, but I mean, do you still get somewhat of that feeling at least?
Nope. And that's no disrespect. It's just not the same without Mo.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He was that dude. He was that dude, man. You know, everything else flowed off him. He was the guy. And I've no disrespect to the band and how they get down there carrying on. But to me, it's just not the same without the mighty, the brilliant, the irrepressible Maurice White.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
To me, with the heart and soul of that organization.
Well, let me just think, what's his name? Al D'Amelioa? Not Al D'Amelioa. I'm thinking about Al McKay, yes.
Now, the All-Stars. Al McKay is all-star? Let me tell you. Don't get me talking about the Al McKay all-star.
Those guys
are I know where you're going with this, and I got to agree with you. McKay all-star, they do it a little bit harder than the actual band does. I got to be honest.
Oh, yes.
Because Al is so special.
He was
another one that created a lot of that music. So the Al McKay all-stars, if you want to see F1 and 5,
yes,
you don't get no closer than Al McKay and the All Stars because them dudes.
Oh my God, I went to see them, dude, and I was just so blown away. And I was just thinking, hey, I'm old times. I haven't seen Al in a long time. I gotta go get some love from Al. And I get up there and I hear them rehearsing. I'm thinking, oh yeah, they got horns. Oh yeah, this is gonna be good. And so, but in the meantime, we got to talk to Al and hang out with him before he went on. And, just loved him and stuff and enjoy seeing him at this age, just out there doing his thing. And then when they hit, whoa.
Yes. But, he's the best rhythm guitar player to ever put on an instrument.
What?
Nobody plays rhythm guitar better than Al McKay.
Wow. Wow, that is big. What's that?
That's why early records grew the way it did.
Well, Al had that thing, man. He really had that thing, and we were really blown away with that. And you just can't take that away from him. And I can't believe you said that, though. You're like, whoa, are you kidding me? Anyway.
They cook with fish grease.
Okay. All right, King, why don't you talk just a little bit about Kelly Isley?
Oh, man. Kelly and Rudolph. I wanted to be the Isley Brothers when I saw them do it.
Oh, wow.
I just, you know, I saw him on Don, remember Don Kirshner's rock concert?
Mm-hmm.
I saw them on Don Kirshner. I might have been 9 or 10 years old when I saw them on the Isley Brothers 3 Plus 3 album when it came out with Who's That Lady and Midnight Sky and all that. And I saw them on Don Kirshner's rock concert. Man, they came out and they had on the platforms and the brims and the open shirts and the beards, man, and the medallions. And I was like, man, who is these dudes? And they came out there, man, and just, I was like, wow, that is how you do music. And they were just the doo-wop guys, you know, Kelly and Kelly and Rudolph, they were the doo-wop guys.
Right.
You know,
oh, my.
Brian was off with the voice, but it was just the power of those guys that I used to just love. I still do love the Isley Brothers, even though there's only, you know, two left, and, you know, Chris is no longer there.
How many was it?
There were four brothers in the group, and then Chris.
Okay.
At one time, because it was Isley Brothers 3 plus 3, so there was the three Isley Brothers originally, and then when they did the 3 plus 3, that's when the younger brother on bass and then Ernie came in along with Chris Jasper, and they were Isley Brothers 3 plus 3.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's another sad situation, eh?
They're all gone. They were fighting at the end of Kelly's life. He and Ron were having some legal battles over, you know, control of the Ozzy Brother brand, which was really unfortunate. But again, man, this is what, you know, a lot of times happens when it comes down to money and finance and all that. It turns people against each other sometimes.
I know. And it's really sad because, you know, you just want to think, no, they're not going to do that. And it ends up being that way, you know, and it's just really, really sad. I mean, I watched the last BG. I mean, he's done good when you talk about brothers and family and in the entertainment business. I mean, I have not heard them go through any of this stuff, but maybe they have just a little more incognito. I just pray that they're good. They seem to be. What's that?
You need to argue. You talking about filthy rich? The BJ's is filthy rich. That rock and roll money, that rock and roll pop money, that's a whole different ballgame of level.
That's another thing.
You know?
Huh?
Yeah. No, that's a whole other level, bro. Them dudes and his songwriting catalog.
have you thought about doing something like that?
Man. We don't have an industry anymore.
Ah.
I mean, there's no more industry. You know, I mean, people are still doing records, but nobody's doing songs like me now. It's all about trap music and rap and, you know, Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion and Sukiana and, you know, all that stuff. You know, Beyonce and Black, and, you know, nobody's doing music like I'm doing. You know, I'm from a different era. You know, I love the OJs and the Stylistics and, you know.
Right.
Luther and Peebo and, you know, Major Harris and all those cats, you know.
Wow.
The Whitley Silvers and, you know, Leon was one of my favorite producers, you know. Very underrated. All-time great producer. And I don't think he ever got his flowers the way he should have. For the amount of nuance that he brought to this game.
Yeah. Leon was he's definitely underrated, and it's a really sad situation because he definitely should be more recognized in terms of what he. Yeah.
On my first album, I reached out to him on social media, just because I'm a big fan, and he had a page. And he reached back, man, and I sent him my first single. He inspired me. He said, man, this is a good song. You know, if you continue doing what you're doing, it just really inspired me that he would even take the time to respond. And I've never forgotten that. Because if Leon Silver said you got something happening, you got something happening.
Wow, that's so beautiful, man. I like that,
that
he
really
reached out.
He did. He reached out, man, and he didn't know me from a cat of pain. He probably still couldn't be there. Probably don't even remember it. It's just him being the gracious self that he is. But he certainly inspired me, and I've been full steam ahead ever since.
That's great. So let me ask you this, speaking of old school, what was it about Nat King Cole and Tony Bennett that connected with you?
Man, you're just talking about two of Nat King Cole was the he was like the pop Stevie Wonder before Stevie got into his thing. First of all, his voice was the voice that built Capitol Records. They built Capitol Records on the back of Nat King Cole. That dude was not only such a brilliant vocalist, but he was an amazing pianist and arranger. I mean, he was really that dude, you know, first rate musician, scholar. And man, could he sing. His voice was just Mona Lisa. I mean, just, I can close my eyes and hear that voice right now. Just, you never get tired of listening.
Yeah.
You know, I could listen to him at infinitum. I would never get tired of listening to his records. They were that good. And he still is, still are.
Yes.
Just, he was amazing. And, you know, Tony Bennett, he wasn't as smooth as Nat, but actually, man, you know, Frank was really more my guy than Tony Bennett. Frank Sinatra was my guy. I love Frank Sinatra because he understood placement and timing. And he had a great voice, but his timing and his placement, man, in the music is unparalleled.
Wow.
And you know, when you listen to guys like that, that comes from being my age. I grew up listening to all these guys, and I take a little bit from everyone. Stevie Wonder is the reason I am a songwriter. Stevie, he's the reason I write songs.
Oh, wow.
From all genres. Man. He did. You know, he wrote songs of every genre. He wrote jazz. He wrote gospel. He wrote reggae. You know, I have reggae music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have rock and roll music, country and westerns, because Stevie did it all. Ain't gonna stand for this. You know, Stevie could do it all. Songs of the Key of Life. This album is my Songs of the Key of Life.
Wow. Okay. Well, man, I just have to say that, you know, talking with you is always a pleasure and an honor, and it's a gift, and I'm just excited to just be able to have this conversation with you, and I'm quite sure the listeners are feeling the same. In closing, is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners?
I'd like to say how much I appreciate you guys for your support. You know, if you have an artist that you like, whether they be, you know, independent like myself, or artists that are sponsored, you know, support them. Go to the shows, you know, buy the CDs, buy the tracks, because this is how we eat. And a lot of times people, you know, they have fame, but they don't have any fortune, especially in our demographic. You know, things can look good, but rarely do you see people walking away from this thing when they're not falling on a hard time, so naturally after it's over. So please, if you like the music that you hear, you like my music, go to my website and download the album. It means a lot. That little $15, man, goes a long way. And if you get enough people doing it, it makes a difference. We don't make any money streaming. Your artists don't make any money when you go to Spotify, you pull them up, you listen to their music. They don't get a dime for that. Literally, they don't get a dime for it. It takes 100 plays to get a quarter of a cent or something like that. Absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, unless you're Adele or somebody and you're getting billions of streams, it doesn't move the needle for us. Yeah. But your personal support, going to our websites or finding a way to purchase our music, it means everything. And I thank those of you who have done so. It means the world to me that you've gone to joelleeby.com and said, hey, you know, I want the album. Give it to me digitally. I want to assign a CD. I want the merchandise. Those things mean a lot. And I really do appreciate that kind of support.
Wow. That's great, man. I want you to tell us a little bit about this last song that I have that you sent me and that I begged you for.
Give It Right.
Is that what
Give
it's called?
Right.
Yes.
That's what
yes.
it's called. Give It Right. Yes. Give It Right is my homage to the group Change. You remember them from the 80s? Yeah. Well, this was my – I used to love Change because Luther and Lisa Fisher and all them, they got together and put that vocal ensemble together, and they made some great music. And so this attempt at paying an homage to Change – you know, Luther was a big influence in my life. You'll hear some of those overtones and some of the later releases that we have coming out. He was a master of cover music, and we did a cover on this record called Love All the Hurt Away. It was originally recorded by Aretha Franklin and George Benson. And we did a cover of that, myself and a young woman by the name of Robin Joy Monk. But Give It Right is about giving out the love that you want to receive. If you want to give it right, you can get it right. And that's what the song's about.
The whole time when I was writing, I was like, I think he meant get it right. I was confused. I was like, did I write it wrong? Did he mean get it right? Or
is
he
mean
give
it right? The phrase is give it right to get it right. And it features the lovely Juanita Wynn. She's an amazing artist.
Okay.
She's got a wonderful single out right now called We Need This. She's a Grammy Award-winning songwriter, singer. She's written it for Beyonce, the Destiny's Child, Mary J. Blige, too many to others. She's worked for Quincy Jones, Saida Garrett. She's been signed. I mean, she's an amazing artist. And talking about 20 Feet from Stardom, she's a backup singer for many of today's top art, including Angie Stone and others, and she's amazing. And she's my co-partner on this record. We have two records on this album, and the other one will be released too. The other one is called the record that we have. We have Give It Right, and we have another song called Up a Notch that was produced by Herb Middleton, and she's on that record with me too. So that will be released later on in the maybe early next year. But this is called Give It Right. Features Juanita Wynn, written by me, produced by Sekou Bunch.
All right, man. Well, God bless you, man. And thank you so much for coming on and blessing our station with your time, man. You are really an amazing artist. And may God, you know, keep you and keep doing your thing, man. And I pray that they get this thing right with paying us, because that's just wrong. That you know, I'm looking and I'm listening to you, and I even say to my wife, well, I'm not sure, but my royalties just look wrong. And so I know that that's what their fight is about, with the writers thing, but I'm not quite sure, like you said, if they're really looking out for the musician part of it. And so we just gotta, God will take care of us and cover us, man. But thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
You.
I really,
thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you too.
Pleasure.
Yes, sir.
I love Solar Radio. You know, I loved Solar Records when they were out. I loved everything about the artistry that came out of Solar, that experience. You were a big part of that. Shout out to you, man, Dynasty, all the remaining members, and the Silvers, Clarence Avant, that whole family. You know, just an amazing group. And I'm proud.
That's fun.
Part of that listening experience. That was the soundtrack of my life.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. And, you know, man, I could keep talking to you. thank you, man. Thank you so much. And so we're going to take a listen to this song and remembering you and And please come back, man, when you drop the next single or whatever it is that you're doing and stuff. Keep us posted. Let us know what you're doing at all times.
Absolutely.
We love you, man, and we appreciate you.
Love you,
right?
Well, and thank you to all of our radio. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, man. God bless. All right, guys.
God bless you.
Here we go. Jolie.
Think about is ways that I can please you. You are the one, you're my priority, and this I'm gonna prove. I'll do anything to keep a smile on your face. There's no debating, true love is give and take. No more hesitating.
you now, son. Don't you ever go and hurt no one. If you got a good woman at home, you better keep it right. You see, my mama can't help me now. I've got to show you the only one. I got to open my eyes to make a love survive.
Just grooving here today here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. This is the afternoon drive here, and we are just doing what we do. May God be with you and bless you and keep you guys. I hope you're going to just hang out with us for another hour. We're just going to do our thing here, and hopefully we can be a blessing to you as you are to us all the time. All right, guys. So here we go on Solar Records Radio. Hump Day.
Thank you.
This is the way we like it here on Solar Records Radio. We're going to go on to a different vibe of music. And we hope you're enjoying this day that we, it's hump day. It's Wednesday. And it's kind of a crazy day here on Solar Records Radio, but we're going to have a good time anyway, right? We're going to do what we do. And so we pray you guys are all well and you're happy and you're good. And so thanks for hanging out with us today. Thanks to our guest today, Joe Levy. Thank you, my brother, for coming on and being a blessing to the show. We appreciate you guys very, very, very much. And, you know, we love those indie artists, right? They're doing what they do, and they're doing it well. And we just want to support them and love them through the process. So may God bless you guys and keep on doing your thing here on Solar Records Radio and all around the world. But anyway, we're going to get back to the music here. And so, but thank you so much for, you know, hanging out with us. We love you and appreciate you very, very, very much. Solar Records Radio. So we're going to switch it up a little bit here, and we're going to end up into, this is a, you know, we started out with the indie, and then we went to a little bit of jazz, and we're going to come back to the jazz, but we're going to go now to some blues. Thank you.
Into each life a little rain must fall. Quite a bit has fallen in mine. Makes one heart melancholy. Turns their attention to the blues. Way over across the railroad track. Some of you have never been. Did I say been? Sketching, isn't it? This is a mean old world. I try to live in all by yourself. This is a mean old world. I try to live in all by yourself. When you can't have the one you really love, just eyeballing somebody else. I got the blues, people. I gotta pack my few rags and go. Mr. So-and-so.
go, God.
Change your mind. Now that you got my love, now you wanna
I've been wondering, honey. I've been hoping, baby. You know I have. Hoping you will change your life. I've been praying, baby. Yeah, I have. I've been praying that you'll change your life. You know what else, honey? I've been wishing, baby. Yes, I have. I've been wishing that you'll change your life. I've been praying, baby. Yes, I have. Praying, don't you change your mind? I'll tell you what.
Waiting and baby and whoo, Lord have mercy. And guess what? Don Fleming shows up. What's up, Don?
Hey, yeah, man. I was listening to Johnny Taylor, man. Yeah, Just Ain't Good Enough from that album, 1982. The late great Johnny Taylor. What About My Love? I love that, man. I love that song, man. Big Johnny Taylor fan.
And just so we could close out the block, I also played Chuck Berry, The Blues, before that. And before
Chuck
that,
Berry.
we started the block out with B.B. King, The Thrill is Gone. So,
okay.
Yeah, The Thrill is Gone. So anyway, man, oh, man, it's been a great show, man, and God's been good to us, and we've been blessed, and I hope you are good, too. How have you been, Mr. Fleming? I know you're working hard.
Good, man. Just working, but I wanted to come in and kind of hang out with you. I know it's 23 minutes left of the show. I wanted to get earlier, but they messed up my order at the burger place. So I had to go all the way back. And get a regular burger. They gave me cheese. They gave me a double cheeseburger. I said, what part of hamburger and double cheeseburger do you not? I don't want a double cheeseburger. I don't eat cheese.
Oh, man.
Now, wow. I do have exceptions. Pizza, believe it or not, is an exception, but I don't eat cheese like that. So I went there, and I said, I would like a hamburger. Actually, I'd like two of your hamburgers and an order of fries. I get home, which is my fault because I didn't look in the bag before I left. I got all the way home, came upstairs, getting ready to chow down, and I see a little yellow. Oh, that might be mustard. Let me open it a little bit more. I got all this cheese. So I had to go back, and you know, it was funny, I got there, and I guess the lady's like, well, we mess up now. I said, baby, no cheese. I kept saying hamburger. I stressed it. I can't stress this enough. Hamburger, hamburger, hamburger.
Oh,
but for some reason, y'all put cheese on this. So.
Oh, well.
I'm good. I'm okay. I went back, got my food. But anyway, I know I'm beating around the bush, but no, I didn't get a chance to come on earlier, so I apologize. I know your interview with Joe Levy was amazing, so I hate I missed it. I'm going to check out the playback. But man, you held it down, as I know you always do.
Well, I guess.
I guess.
You know, because I just hear that song right there. Oh, man. Oh, yes, yes, I can't wait to play it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I hear it in the background. This lovely, the lovely Miss Carlita Duran. Yes.
Oh,
love
did
that.
You get in touch with her? Did you get in touch with her?
I haven't yet. You know what? I can reach out to her right now just to say hi.
Yeah, reach out
and,
to her to say hi.
See if I can get her back on.
Mm-hmm. I love me some her. She
okay.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a cutie pie too.
Oh yeah, all right. Hey, I just love her. I love her style, you know. So, get it back on.
Oh yeah, I mean, her style is to me. You know, I guess I'm at that age. You know, I call everything every little girl, every girl cutie pie or whatever. But I think her music is very sensual. And it's just cutie pop music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying,
man. My computer is doing a dance. You want to do the next block?
Yeah, man. But you know what? Go start off, I guess, and we can come back after because I know you had it in the background. Go ahead and play it again for the people to hear it, and then we'll come back after and I'll do a block. We'll talk about it and we'll say our goodbyes or whatever if you want, and then I can go ahead and do a little block for you for the listeners too.
Well, we only got 19 minutes, so we're going to start.
Ooh,
this.
Come
off.
On, I got this. I got the math.
All right,
in my
y'all
head.
Heard him. All right, so you going to do the next two songs? Come on. Do the next two songs. You can do it.
Woo!
Thank you.
Indie blues and all that jazz. Wednesday's music from King from 2015. I was going to say 1915. Actually, no, 2015. The greatest. What a beautiful video. An ode to all those old 8-bit video games. Just amazing. Of course, The Greatest by King. You know, at the time it was a trio of young sisters, man, beautiful, beautiful bunch. I think they're a duo now, but it was just a great, great song. And then before that, I had to hook up a classic George Benson from 1980, Love Times Love. I love that one too, you know. I love that one. You know what? I love all the music I play. That's why I say I love them, but no, seriously. Just a great blend of jazz and funk and soul from George Benson. I fell in love with George Benson. You know, as a little kid, I remember breathing. I remember, you know, that guitar. You know, he's like he made the guitar talk. You know, and yeah. It was just so smooth and easy listening and things like that. And then of course. You know, This Masquerade and from all that jazz on Broadway to Love Times Love, of course, Gimme the Night is going to be a forever classic. And then Kashif worked with him and did songs like Inside Love, a lot of other great songs. Never Give Up on a Good Thing. God, this man has a plethora of songs that I can't really just name off the top of my head. Well, I did, but, you know, naming a few more is just crazy. I'm going to get off the air, and I'll be like, here's another one I remember. No, but seriously, yeah. Man, one of the talented brothers. We got about another 5 minutes left, of course. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for accepting me coming in late and letting me play a block for you and everything. So make sure you guys... And tomorrow, I want to remind you, tomorrow, yes, it's Thursday. You know what that means? That means a double play of Throwback Thursdays. I call it Wardell's Afternoon Drive, 3 to 5 p.m., Throwback Thursday. And, of course, Throwback Thursday night with yours truly from 8 to 10 p.m. So make sure you tune in tomorrow for that double play of old school throwback music. So.
Amen to that. Wow. All right, guys. Well, thank you again for tuning in and being the best part of Soul Eye Records Radio. Go to soulirecordsradio.com and go to our website and, you know, look at some things. You might see some things you might want to buy. You might see some things you just like looking at. But check it out, soulirecordsradio.com, and just go through there. And you can also leave us a message in regards to, you know, like how we can make the show better or whatever. Whatever it is that you... Your little heart desires, go ahead on and do that for us. We appreciate you.
Any type of, you know, criticism or is accepted, man. Look, I got thick skin. I don't know about Wardell, but I got thick skin. But no, seriously, let us know what we're doing. And again, for us to make each show, we want to make every show better than the last one. And for us to do that, we want to get your feedback, and we want you guys to chime in on the page. Let us know what we're doing. Let us know what we can do. And again, thank you again so much for donating to the show. Want to remind you also, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word on the Cash App. So make sure if you want to support the show that way and keep us doing what we do, please, whatever little bit helps.
All right. Well, God bless you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio. Good night, Don.
Good night, guys. You guys have a good one. Good night, Wardell. Make sure you guys have a great Wednesday. And we'll see you tomorrow.
King, do you think you can do better? Girl, it'll take much more. Forget her. Kill me, baby. Please, 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 like Jesus. Feel me, please, please, like.
even care.